Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible.
Jonah, the prophet from a small Galilean town near Nazareth, is called to preach to the people of Nineveh, one of the wickedest cities on earth, and a prominent city in Assyria, great enemies of Israel. Jonah tries to run away, trying to take a ship from Joppa to Tarshish. Tarshish is an ancient civilization and trading hub situated at the mouth of the Guadalquivir River near the Atlantic coast of what will come to be known as the Iberian Peninsula. Traveling there by sea would cover a significant distance, potentially around 2,500 miles, and could take months. But Jonah does not make it far. Not long after the ship sets sail into the Great Sea, what will come to be known as the Mediterranean, God causes a violent storm to threaten the safety of the ship and its crew. It is only after Jonah convinces the sailors to throw him overboard that the waters grow calm. God causes a fish to swallow the runaway prophet, and Jonah is in the belly of that fish for 3 days and three nights. At first, Jonah panics. Then he prays to God.
Lord of the heavens and the earth, in the shadow of the deep I call to you. From the belly of despair, where my own choices have led, I cry out for your mercy. Swallowed by darkness, encircled by the endless deep, I remember your presence, O God. Amid the waves that roar and the waters that threaten, your love reaches even to the depths. I confess I fled from your call. Yet you have pursued me. Not with wrath, but with a chance for redemption. In this unlikely sanctuary, beneath the waves, I find your grace unyielding. Thank you, Lord, for not abandoning me, even when I sought to escape your gaze. With a grateful heart, I vow to fulfill your command, to walk the paths you set before me, and to proclaim your mercy and forgiveness as you command the fish that holds me. Command also my steps forward. Bring me back to your light, that I might serve you faithfully, acknowledging that salvation comes from you alone.
And the Lord speaks to the fish, and it vomits Jonah out on the dry land. Jonah returns home and rests for a few days before the word of the Lord again speaks to him.
Jonah, the wickedness of Nineveh is ever before me. Go to the city and cry out against it.
I'm going.
Come to see you off.
Thank you, Father. We are almost ready. We have 3 camels and 2 donkeys to take all the supplies. We will be joining a caravan headed to Haran. 3 of the men in our party have family that live there.
God will take care of you, my son. Just trust him.
In less than an hour, Jonah sets off. It is a journey that will take more than 30 days.
These fabrics from distant lands will fetch a good price today. But beware the tax collectors. They've been greedier of late.
The city grows rich, yet its people groan under the weight of Ashurdan's levies. But what can we do? This is the way of Nineveh.
Offerings for the temple, blessings of the gods upon those who give generously. The protection of Nineveh demands your devotion.
Blessings of the gods! He grows rich from our offerings, besides the priests and the king's tax collectors. It's a wonder we have anything left to feed our children.
Meanwhile, in the palace.
Keep a sharp eye on the populace, Anubel. The prosperity of Nineveh attracts not only wealth, but also envy and enemies.
Yes, my liege, but the people murmur against your taxes. They say it feeds only the king's coffers and the temple, not the mouths of the hungry.
Let them murmur. As long as they fear us and the gods, they will obey.
Our leaders, entrusted with our welfare, have hearts hardened by greed. They build their palaces on the backs of the poor, turning a blind eye to the suffering of those who lay the very bricks of their grandeur. The cries of the oppressed echo against our city walls, yet are muffled by the raucous laughter of the rich indulging in their feasts.
Our young men, once the pride of their families, now roam the streets like wild dogs, bloodied swords in hand, seeking out the next brawl or conquest, spurred on by tales of our forefathers' brutality in battle. This lust for blood has seeped into the very soul of Nineveh, celebrated by some as strength.
The powerful crush the weak underfoot as if human lives were mere grains of sand to be trampled. I have seen merchants, once honest, now with scales tipped in deceit, silver changing hands under tables to sway the justice meant to protect the innocent.
Along the way, Jonah sees evidence of the Assyrian cruelty. His caravan passes through towns that had been conquered by the Assyrians, with burned homes and desecrated temples. Prisoners are impaled on stakes and town leaders decapitated. And many of the surviving inhabitants are either deported or captured as slaves. Finally, Jonah arrives in Nineveh. He goes to the marketplace in the center of the city.
Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
He enters the bustling street, his voice carrying over the din. His clothes are travel-worn, his walk determined. People stop and stare, their initial curiosity turning to scorn as his words register.
Repent. Your wickedness has come up to the heavens. Judgment is at hand.
Scoffs and murmurs rise from the crowd. A few stones are flung his way. He flinches, but his voice remains strong.
Change your ways, lest doom falls upon you.
Who is this madman? Overthrown? By whose hand?
What does he mean, overthrown? Should we be afraid?
Who are you, stranger?
I am Jonah, a prophet of the Almighty Yahweh, God of the Israelites. He has seen your wickedness, and he declares, repent or in 40 days, you will be destroyed. I am not here to win a popularity contest. I am just a messenger, called upon to speak the truth.
You dare to threaten Nineveh with destruction? On whose authority do you speak?
I speak on the authority of the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. It is he who commands your repentance.
You're brave. I'll give you that. Hebrews are like gnats that we squash under our sandals.
Shall we detain him?
No, let him go. He's harmless.
After preaching for 10 days, Jonah is summoned to the palace to appear before the king.
Your pronouncements have caused quite an uproar, foreigner. Do you truly believe a god would destroy such a mighty city?
Nineveh is mighty indeed, yet even the strongest fortress can be shattered when its foundations are corrupt. Your power, your riches, they are nothing if built upon injustice and wickedness. It is not the force of armies that you should fear, but the judgment of the one whose eyes see all.
And what proof is there in your empty warnings? Our gods have blessed us. Our empire thrives.
Your gods are idols of stone and wood. Prosperity born of cruelty is fleeting. The cries of the oppressed, the blood of the innocent, they rise to the heavens, and the true God will not turn deaf ears to those pleas for justice.
Silence hangs heavy in the chamber. The king, visibly unsettled, shifts on his throne.
You speak of sins. Are we not all flawed? Is there no path to redemption, even for a king?
There is always hope for those who turn from evil. But repentance is not mere words. It requires action. Humility before God, a willingness to right wrongs, to show true mercy. This is the path that may yet turn aside disaster.
The king stares at the floor, lost in thought. A long pause hangs in the air.
What would you have me do?
Proclaim a fast throughout the city. Clothe yourselves in sackcloth, from the greatest to the least, and cry out to God for mercy. Turn away from violence, from greed. Who knows? Perhaps he will relent and show compassion.
The king considers his words.
You have spoken. Now you will leave.
To be continued.